On the 20th of February this year, 29-year-old Seynabou Ndiaye, a mother of two, testified at her hearing at Dakar's courthouse, accused of killing her third child. The young woman evoked the terrible night when she felt her first contractions, rushed to the toilet, left the light off, and gave birth alone in the dark. At sunrise, she placed the child in a bucket and covered it with rubbish.
After I'd given birth, I took it out with the fabric of my skirt. I heard the garbage truck go by, so I threw it in there. That's what I did.
In Senegal, infanticide accounts for one quarter of the cases judged at the criminal court, according to the National Agency of Demographics and Statistics. The defendants are often unmarried girls, sometimes wives of immigrants who fall pregnant while their husbands are away, or women whose babies are conceived during a rape. In all cases, the pregnancies are unwanted and would likely have brought shame to the family.
I was 9 months pregnant. On Saturday, the 15th of December, I gave birth. It was the third time as well. That's why I had no choice. I was filled with shame. I couldn't tell anyone. I was going through something terrible.
The court sentenced Seynabou to 5 years in prison for infanticide, but having already spent more than 5 years in detention awaiting trial, she was released on the spot. Seynabou moved back into the family home in a populated working-class neighbourhood of Dakar, where for 9 months she managed to hide her pregnancy from her relatives. Infanticide cases like hers are just the tip of the iceberg. Many others go largely unreported, and some bodies are never found. At the huge landfill that spreads over 115 hectares in the suburbs of Dakar, a community of 3,000 waste pickers work through 2,400 tons of rubbish dumped here every day from all over the capital, looking to salvage any reusable or recyclable materials. Sometimes they come across tiny corpses hidden in bags, buckets, or suitcases. They prefer to refer to them as stillborns.
When we find a stillborn here, many waste pickers stop working for the day because it hurts.
Isidore Gomis is head of security. He's called every time a corpse is found. In the last year, according to his logbook, he's been called more than 100 times. Professor Mohamed Souma, a forensic doctor at the University of Dakar, carried out two studies on incarcerated women in the capital. In 2006, a fifth of detainees, 21 out of 108 women, were jailed for killing their baby. 10 years later, this number had slightly increased, but the profile of the mothers who commit infanticide hadn't changed.
Most had never been to school. They're economically dependent on an authority figure, usually the man behind this pregnancy. That's what most often leads to unwanted pregnancies.
In Senegal, talking about sexuality at home remains a taboo. So having that conversation at school at a young age has become essential, says Abdelaziz Mandiang from the Senegalese Association for Family Welfare. His NGO is working hard to get mandatory classes dedicated solely on sex education, consent and gender violence included in the curriculum.
Once students have the right information about their sexuality, they'll be able to avoid early pregnancies and behaviour that can affect their well-being and health.
Other civil society groups have suggested introducing anonymous childbirth to facilitate adoption and to decriminalise abortion, which is only allowed if the mother's life is at risk. Senegalese sociologist Fatou Sow blames a society that accuses women only and removes the responsibility of men. For a number of years, a number of associations has campaigned for the decriminalisation of abortion in cases of rape without any success. Sociologist Fatou Sow explains why.
The Senegalese state has kept French anti-abortion legislation, while now in France the law allows abortion, yet we continue to refuse it. And when women kill their children, well, basically there's no excuse, but there are facts that must be understood and there are steps to be taken. We must make abortion legal.
Until then, women with unwanted pregnancies will continue to be the scapegoats of a conservative society, and women will continue to resort to drastic measures to hide evidence of an unwanted birth. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet, Lou Garçon and Maria Matiam in Dakar.